You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by Sam Stark and Lauren Clements, both travel clerks for MWR Leisure Travel. Today, we're going to talk all about one of my favorite things, which is vacationing and traveling. Thank you guys so much for being here. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. So before we get into things, do you guys want to share a little bit about yourselves and introduce who you are?
I'm Lauren. I work at the Hunter Leisure Travel Office.
I'm Sam. I work at the Fort Stewart Leisure Travel Office. My husband is active duty Army, and we have been stationed here since 2022. So we're just, you know, living it up.
Got a little time left.
Yeah.
Almost there. Yeah. So for our audience who doesn't know, what is MWR Leisure Travel and who is it available to?
So MWR Leisure Travel is just traveling tickets, mainly tickets for active duty, retirees, DOD civilians, and some of our tickets are available to contractors as well. And we do Disney, Universal, Legoland. We can do cruises as well, but mainly stuff in Orlando.
Okay, nice. So I guess you kind of said, is there anything else you can book through it, or is that mainly it?
We can do, the only thing that we like mainly can't do is flights, just because we, you know,
yeah,
don't have a system for that. Yeah. But we do hotels in Orlando, so we have a really good discount for active duty and retirees for Universal hotels, and we have discounts for the Disney hotels as well. And then we also have some off-site hotels near Orlando. We can also do tickets in Georgia, so the Georgia Aquarium, Atlanta Zoo, which is active duty and retirees are free for the Atlanta Zoo.
Oh, nice.
And the World of Coke, so there is that. But we mainly do the zoo, the aquarium. We can do Medieval Times.
It comes with a free upgrade, the royalty upgrade, so basically you get, like, better seating. Yeah. A cheering banner, mm-hmm. A lanyard, which a lot of people don't know that it comes with a free upgrade.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So it's a discounted ticket and an upgrade for free.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. I've never been, but I've always seen it, and I'm just like, that always looks so interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a really good time.
Yeah. We can do even Disneyland in Hollywood, mm-hmm. Universal Hollywood. We can do stuff in Tennessee, mainly like Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. We have like the zoo in South Carolina. So
wow.
If you have any questions, yeah, like, or any tickets that you are wondering if we offer, you can just give us a call or come on in and we can see if we offer it.
For those tickets, is it mainly like a discount that they get through booking through MWR?
Yes. So it's a pretty decent discount, unless like the vendor is actually doing like deals for like Memorial Day or stuff,
yeah,
like that. Because sometimes, like, Wild Adventures will do free tickets. SeaWorld, all year round for active duty, does 4 free SeaWorld tickets through the website called Waves of Honor. And, yeah, I mean, Gatorland is also free for active, mm-hmm, duty.
And then on top of the discount, we also, everything's tax-free. So when you're spending so much money,
it adds up. Yeah,
it adds up, mm-hmm, a lot.
So I guess we've discussed some of the benefits of booking through you all versus on your own. Is there anything, mm-hmm, else we haven't touched upon?
I did mention earlier that we do cruises, but a lot of people don't know we do cruises. A lot of people are first-time cruisers and don't know what to do, where to start.
That's a
good
point.
So they can always come to us. We do the main cruise line, so like Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Celebrity, Norwegian. Norwegian, you automatically get 15% off for military. You just register with their loyalty program under the military. So you automatically get it.
That's a steep amount when you're talking, yeah, about a cruise. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some of the ones that we advertise, like a specific cruise, it's like a group rate that anybody can book into. We'll, mm-hmm, advertise it on the website. It goes on the Facebook page. Some of those come with like additional perks, mm-hmm, for booking in. Sometimes it's like an onboard credit or lower deposit amounts, stuff like,
okay,
that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any other resorts, not necessarily aligned with like Disney or Universal, that people may not know about that you guys can book through? Or
We can do Sandals, which is like an all-inclusive.
Oh, those are nice, yeah.
We can do Sandals and Beaches.
Yeah, Sandals is their couples resort, Beaches, mm-hmm, is their family resort. Mm-hmm. And they offer, I think, 10% off, mm-hmm, for military, any, mm-hmm, of the room rates. And then at that point, we can actually include the airfare, since, mm-hmm, it's Sandals themselves will add it to,
okay,
your package. So that's like the only way we can, that's, do airfare is when,
right,
it's included in a all-inclusive,
yeah,
package.
Right.
What are probably your most popular things that people come to you for?
Mainly, so we do have a really good deal with Universal and Disney. Universal has a thing called the Freedom Pass. You get two parks or three parks, which is Universal, Islands of Adventure, or the third park is Volcano Bay. And it's $210 this year until December 19th, and you can go every single day until December 19th.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the most popular, I would say. Yeah. And then now with Universal's new park, Epic Universe, once you activate your Freedom Pass at Universal, you can add on a discounted one-day ticket for the new park.
And it's about 15% off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never been to either, so I'm like, maybe I should start making my list. Yeah.
You should go.
And then Disney does have, like, the military salutes, which is 4, 5, or 6 days. And you have until December 19th to use them. Most of their regular tickets, they have to be used consecutively. But these are specifically so military can go whenever during the year. They usually start January 1st and end sometime in December. They do have blackout dates, usually for spring break and Thanksgiving. But other than that, it's a pretty good deal. They start around $395 per ticket.
That's super nice that they're fluid. So, because obviously military is very
here,
there. Right. It's better to be flexible. Right. Is there one thing that you think people don't take advantage enough of like leisure travel that you think they should? Kind of not like a best kept secret, but like.
Well, the whole thing, and a lot of people don't know we exist.
That's a good point, yes.
Mainly they are like, oh, let me just go buy the tickets through the website. And usually they find out about us and then they realize, oh my gosh, I spent double what you guys are. Yeah. So we have pretty good discounts and we just want everyone to take advantage. We're here to save you money, not to, you know, like take your money.
I got that's a good point.
We're trying to save you money.
I think the Universal Resorts, a lot of people just assume because it's an on-property hotel, it's going to be, like, outrageously expensive. Universal offers some really nice discounts for their resorts where, honestly, comparing it to a hotel in the Orlando area, it's about the same, if not less sometimes, with their discount. So I always recommend people, even if it's not really your thing, at least check the price first before you decide, like, hey, that's not for me. Because they have decent rates.
Cabana Bay is the biggest discount. It's about 40% off the regular price.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's it's a good family hotel. It has like a bowling alley in there and all that fun stuff. And it has a lazy river. So, and you get a bunch of perks with Universal hotels that we always like to recommend because an hour early gives you an hour before all of the other people get in. And you can ride the rides that you are expecting to be so busy before everyone else.
We touched on a lot. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we go?
A lot of people don't know where we're located. Near the commissary. We're in the building right next to the commissary, next to the new tattoo shop that's in there. So we are right next to that.
The Hunter location is located inside of the Hunter Club. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 4.
And Fort Stewart's open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5.
All right, you guys heard it here first. If you're not inspired to take a vacation like I am, I don't know what's wrong with you. Maybe. I don't know. But
hey, go ahead.
If you're not inspired to take a vacation, then maybe rethink it. Obviously, if you guys have ideas, you guys are the first one to stop to because it sounds like you can almost do anything, honestly, if you think of it. Wow. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. Thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm excited. I definitely will be hitting up for Universal and Disney trips because I've never been to either, so I'm excited. This concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you guys next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.